Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, where the Evergreens find themselves in deep water, gave up a shorthanded goal late in the second period and let Sun Prairie retake control of this game. It's 3-1. Evergreens were on the power play looking to get it tied up. A Yaku slap shot had just so much momentum, it bounced off one of the defensive players, one-on-one the other way. And scoring the shorthanded goal was Caden Brunson, his second of the night. And Sun Prairie owned the second period, too. They outshot the Evergreens 15-6. Hockey's brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank with locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Evergreens tomorrow will play Lakeland, a 12 noon game in Minocqua. It'll be tape delay on Fox Sports at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, the last time we saw Lakeland, they weren't a very good hockey program. Lakeland plays Division 2, Evergreens are Division 1, but Lakeland is 13-2-0 this season, and they have a good goalie, too. Lakeland allows just 1.8 goals per game, so the Evergreens' competition tomorrow is tough, and they'll be lacing it up again on less than 24 hours' rest because the winter ball is tomorrow night at the Rothschild Pavilion. I see health teacher Mr. Plaza across the way reminding the students, may the only scoring be on the ice tomorrow. Right. Evergreens still have 31 seconds left on the power play when the third period resumes. And the Evergreens, you know, boy, need to make that a productive 31 seconds. If the Evergreens can get one of those goals, you sure would feel better about things. Again, after an even first period, the Evergreens trailed 1-0. Sun Prairie outscored the Evergreens 2-1 and now enjoy a 3-1 lead after the second complete period of play. Tonight's Everest Hockey Contest brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. Proud to welcome Dr. Andrew Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. Learn more online at bonejoint.net. So the Evergreens still skate with a man advantage for 31 seconds on the Adam Luxford minor for interference. Teams will be back out onto the ice, and we'll get this third and decisive period underway when we come right back. Sun Prairie 3, DC Everest 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Evergreens on home ice, but trail by 2 goals. I guess the number one thing you got to see from the Evergreens is how much resiliency do they have. I mean, just giving up the shorthanded goal in what was a one-goal game at the time just seems like a real momentum changer. And yet the Evergreens could still battle back, and this game's not over by any means. Just a matter of how you respond to the adversity that happened. And the Evergreens twice, at the end of the first period, at the end of the second period, have given up late goals. Got to get that tightened up. Teams will be called back onto the ice in just a moment. Got a big boys basketball game coming up on Monday. Everest boys have been off since their victory on Tuesday over Shawano Community High School. So that's 6 days in the gym to play the toughest team on their schedule on Monday night at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse just across the hallway. 7:15 start for D.C. Everest against Eau Claire North. Huskies are 10-1 this season. Evergreens are a not too shabby 8-2. So that's a good boys basketball matchup that will have seeding implications. And that's coming up Monday on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'll take off my hockey hat, and what a hockey hat it is today. I'll give you some basketball on Monday. Again, we're going to have the hockey game tomorrow. 12 noon if you're going up to Minocqua to see D.C. Everest and Lakeland live. If you're not there, it'll be on the radio on tape delay at 3 o'clock tomorrow, just before a national college basketball game on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Hockey's brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at EverythingEvergreens.com. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Sun Prairie's coming out onto the ice. Evergreens now join them, so the third period will be underway shortly. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. So for all the youth hockey players who are here, let's see if the Evergreens can show them how a comeback gets done. Trailing 3-1. Yeah, just looking down to my right. Nobody's left here tonight. Big student section, big youth hockey contingent, a lot of parents and Everest fans too. Again, it gets interesting if the Evergreens can get a power play goal here. They're 5-on-4 for 31 seconds. And the Evergreens are short one man on the ice. What's going on here, guys? Colby Schmidt was on the bench and now comes out onto the ice. The Evergreens were going to start 4-on-4. Come on! Grant Ortell will take this draw. Goes back, cross ice, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell ready to push forward. Goes cross ice off the stick of Hackbarth and out of play. And 9 seconds of power play time evaporates. Face-off will come again right at the center circle, just like we're starting the third period all over again. Again, Grant Ortell takes the draw, goes back to Brady Bunnell. Evergreen set up behind their net. They'll have time for just one rush. 15 seconds left in the man advantage. Along the far side boards, Yakuz flicks it off there to Bunnell. Back to Yakuz. Shot, pad, save, and out of play. Deflected off Alex Ligel's blocker. Went out of play. 5 seconds left in the man advantage. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Face-off will come from the far side to Ligel's right. Now Colby Schmidt is coming off. The Evergreens are going to get a new skater on. Ortell gets called out of the circle. Hackbarth will take the draw. Puck bounces towards the corner behind the net. Hackbarth chases. Still behind the net. We're back to 5-on-5 from close range. Shot on goal. Wow, that was off the blocker from very close range. Brady Bunnell denied by Alex Ligel. Puck is sent all the way down. The Evergreens manage to get 2 shots on goal. Nothing to show for it. Still trail 3-1. Now we're back to 5-on-5. Sun Prairie centers in front. And the Evergreens, good defensive play by Ketton Ottinger. Ottinger gets it off to the side. Hackbarth is there in this defensive zone. Hackbarth comes away with the puck. Hackbarth fancy stick handling, and the Evergreens 2-on-2 onside. Hackbarth with Ortell trailing. Hackbarth behind the net. To Ortell in front in his skates. A little bit behind him. A little bit too fancy. Comes all the way out of the zone. Colby Schmidt tried to save it for the Evergreens. 2 goals to find and 15:40 to do it. 3-1 Sun Prairie. Along the far side boards, Parker Hurt. Evergreen skating back in their defensive zone. Hurt ahead to Colby Schmidt. Schmidt just turned the puck over. Goes behind the net, and Ethan Hurt steered it behind. Sun Prairie still holds back out to the blue line. Bouncing puck goes into the corner. Logan Smith. Smith sends it behind the boards. Bouncer again. Evergreens had that knocked away. Quentin Shiro disrupted this. Shiro is now working in combination. It was Parker Netzke. Netzke carries it behind the net, tries to get it centered. Netzke now carries it into the corner. Circling back. A little too much stick handling there. Sun Prairie takes the puck away. And taken right back by Ketten Ottinger. Ottinger cross ice. Off the stick of Parker Netzke again. Deflects into the corner. 15 minutes to play. Evergreens trailing 3-1. Far side boards now. Brady Bunnell. Bunnell behind the net to Kisley. Kisley lost the puck back there. Sun Prairie defender sends it out of the zone. Evergreens have to clear out and tag up at the red line. Now blue line onside. Ketten Ottinger got a penalty here. Ottinger got slammed into the fence. That puck go out of play. No penalty. Ottinger took what looked like an elbow there. Instead, faceoff will come outside the Everest blue line. Yeah, Ketten Ottinger just threw his hands up in the air as he went over to the bench. Like, come on. Hackbarth will take the draw just outside the blue line near dot. Sun Prairie controls the faceoff. Jake Veldkamp. Bouncing puck goes into the zone. Ethan Hurt steers it off to the side. Andrew Ligel is nearest to it for the Evergreens. It's in the corner, though. Evergreens have not cleared. Centered in front and blocked in front by Ketten Ottinger. Grant Ortel overskates it. Sun Prairie, 3-on-2 if they come back the other way. Fighting through it. Parker Hurt tried to stick check that away. And Parker Hurt did come away with the puck. So good defensive play. Evergreens obviously can't give up another goal here. Trailing 3-1. So there's no margin for error. Bouncing puck ahead. Yaku's far side's got no numbers. Yaku's shot just wide of the near side post. Ligel did a good job cutting down the angle. He's a really good goalie. Bounces out of the zone, comes back the other way, shot in front off the pads of Hurt, and comes out of the zone. One timer the other way for Sun Prairie that could have put this game to bed. 13.5 to play. Sun Prairie now trailing. Got a trailer there in front and unable to get his stick down was Davis Hamilton. Hamilton was tied up with Ortel and now Zinda fights for it in the corner. Zinda came away with the puck. Sends it for a ride around the boards but unable to clear it. The Evergreens still playing defensive hockey here, trailing by 2 goals. Got it out of the zone. Dominic Mariani for the Sun Prairie Cardinals sends it back into the corner. 13 minutes to play. Evergreens still need 2 goals. Sun Prairie in front, taken away by Parker Netzke. Gets it off to the side. Yaku's and Colby Schmidt. Schmidt overskated the puck. Looked like he was tripped. No penalty. Here's Jaglinski. Flicks from outside the blue line. It's on goal. Stick saved. And then sent behind the net by the goalkeeper, Alex Ligel. Ligel's allowed just one past him. Davis Hackbarth is the Everest goal scorer. Sun Prairie tries to center that too long. Colby Schmidt. Schmidt's got Jaglinski. They're onside. The Evergreens send it into the corner. They'll get a change. 12:20 to play. New skaters on for the Evergreens, but they surrender the puck to Sun Prairie. Bounced off the near side boards. Parker Hurt engages. And Parker Netzke comes up with the puck. Evergreens ball cannot clear. It's in front for Sun Prairie on a giveaway and behind the net. Came out between the circles and the Evergreens pushed that puck out of the zone. Quentin Shiro. After a turnover, Shiro waits to be onside. Coming in, here's Alex Kisley. Kisley behind the net. Evergreens try and close in on this puck. Sun Prairie takes it away and out. From outside the blue line, cranking that up is Ketten Ottinger. It deflects out of play off one of the Sun Prairie players. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. 11:45 left. Funny how you're trailing. The time seems to go by very quickly. Wow, that's weird. That clearly went off one of the Sun Prairie players. And they're going to have a faceoff outside the zone. Davis Hackbarth takes the draw. And Sun Prairie wins it, goes backwards into the Everest defensive end. And the clock's running again. Yaku's back on the far boards, goes to the center of the ice, flicks it ahead, tries to get it to Ortel. Evergreens are onside. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth circles back along the near side. Kisley fills in for the Evergreens. Hackbarth still possesses, carries it into the corner. Bouncing puck cross ice goes out of the zone. Hackbarth was trying to get it all the way down to Yaku's. It was one of the Sun Prairie players that sent it down. This will be icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff out of this. Sun Prairie may have many of their wins today. It's a 12-5 team because they've got a great goalie. Somebody who's good in net makes all the difference. I mean, at every level of hockey, but particularly in high school. If you have a goalie who gives up just one or two a night, you're going to win a lot at the high school level. And Sun Prairie looks like that. I don't think teams score a lot on Sun Prairie. Bouncing puck in front. Sun Prairie with a chance to finish this one off, and it's just wide. Jacob Haldfelder comes out of the zone, though. Evergreens need this one. Onside is Yakus. Yakus circles back. Tried to get it to Hackbarth. Went right through the crease. Filling in on the far side boards is Parker Hurt, who keeps it in for the Evergreens. Yakus now from behind the net. Carries to the near side corner. Yakus bouncing on goal and trying to steer it in. It's Hackbarth. It's sticked aside by Alex Leigel and out of the zone. Evergreens try and win this battle at neutral ice. Sun Prairie plays it off the boards and forward for Caden Brunson. Brunson's got two goals. Shot. That one big for a hat trick is off the blocker. Brunson was allowed to carry that in pretty close. 10 minutes to play. Still 3-1 Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie at the blue line, sticked in, glove save on a deflection, held on by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. That one right there kept the Evergreens' chances alive. Caden Brunson was in between the circles and changed the direction of that puck. Ethan Hurt, glove save. Let's that one get by, and it's good night. Instead, we stay at 3-1, sent into the corner. Sun Prairie still possesses the puck now coming up. Brady Bunnell for the Evergreens. It's in the corner. Evergreens got to clear this puck out. Goes ahead now to Andrew Leigel of the Evergreens. Bunnell back behind the net. And the Evergreens, that's a lazy pass there. Didn't have enough on it. Sun Prairie takes it back. Centered in front, a little bit behind. Davis Hamilton comes all the way out of the zone. Sun Prairie touches up. Possesses at the red line. Bouncing puck onside here. Here's Caden Brunson again. Shot high over the crossbar. Brunson's already got two. Both power play goals for Sun Prairie. Beg your pardon. One power play, one shorthanded. Circling back in. Brunson again. That's just why Brunson's taken over this game. What a shift for Brunson. Again, Sun Prairie's like got the killer instinct right now. But the Evergreens players lost the lumber. It's picked up by Leigel, sent all the way down the ice. That's off one of the Sun Prairie players. Wave off icing. Another minute further down in this third period. 9 minutes to play. Evergreens in danger of losing two in a row in a tough game tomorrow at Lakeland. Here's Zinda onside. Flips it ahead to Alex Kisley. Evergreens are onside. Kisley from behind the net. Well, had a player filling in at Parker Nitzke. Couldn't get the puck to him. Nitzke was making a beeline towards the goal to fill in as a trailer. Kisley, far side boards, got two Sun Prairie players who body up on him, and the puck comes free to Sun Prairie. Scoreless third period so far. Cardinals trying to make a two-goal lead stand up. This is bounced off the board. Sun Prairie sends it all the way down. Icing. Offensive zone face-off for Everest. So for the Everest team, it's an early wake-up call tomorrow to play against Lakeland. 12 noon face-off. As we mentioned a couple of times earlier, if you're listening to it on the radio, it'll be tape delay at 3 o'clock. Hackbarth to take the draw for the Evergreens. Goes behind the net. Sun Prairie controls. It's off one of the Evergreens, sent down the ice. Wave off icing. Sun Prairie's first to it behind the net, too. Tried to get that out in front. Yakus deflected it from the blue line. A stick save by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt and goes out of play. Evergreens trailing by two goals. Sun Prairie's gotten more shots on goal in this third period. Sun Prairie won the second period, too. 8:05 to play, third period. Offensive zone face-off for the Cardinals. They're going to call Jacob Haldfelder out of the circle. Spencer Wessel will now take the draw. Puck's in the skates of one of the Everest players. On the backhand side, Tyler Rawls swiped at that and missed it. Evergreens try and get this down, looking for a lead pass to Jaglinski. A little bit too long. Circling back for the Evergreens, here's Yakus. Yakus will play it in the corner. Got Ortell filling in. If Yakus can come away with the puck cleanly, he does not. Yaku's going to have to fight for it. Yaku's taken down, looked around, hoping for a penalty. It does not come. Hackbarth takes it away. Centers and into the skates of one of the Sun Prairie players. Yaku's now skating away from the net, tries to sweep it ahead to Colby Schmidt. Schmidt doesn't have a clear shot along the boards, flicks it back. Kisley, one of the Evergreens players. Yaku's tangled up with one of the Sun Prairie players. Evergreens player Hackbarth just fanned on the near side. Hackbarth still possesses. Yaku's is hurt. He's coming off the ice. And here's a shot on goal deflected by one of the Sun Prairie players. Something's not right with Yaku's. He skated over towards the bench. And Eddie Zinda comes out. This is off the Sun Prairie goalies. This is going to be an Everest offensive zone faceoff. But we're halfway through the third period. Sun Prairie still has a two-goal lead. There's been no scoring since the second intermission. Zinda will take the draw, goes to the corner. Jaglinski chases. Colby Schmidt is there, but Sun Prairie closest to the puck behind the net. Sun Prairie comes out the other way. Evergreens fight for it at their defensive blue line. And the Evergreens have a takeaway, and then Brady Bunnell is off his skates. Bunnell tried to turn, and his skates came right out from under him. Turned over. Sun Prairie holds in on the near side board. Zinda couldn't quite get to the puck in time. Sun Prairie holds near sideboards, blue line, flicked in front, got a player in front, deflects off in front, and Zinda sends it off to the side, out of danger for the moment. Sun Prairie holds in at the blue line. They're going to get new skaters on. They surrender the puck. Evergreen still cannot clear. Circling back towards it is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell bouncing puck. Sun Prairie holds it into the blue line, now out of the zone. Sun Prairie tags up. Keaton Brunson again for a trailer. Shot on goal. Glove save. It is loose in front. Now it's behind the net. Sun Prairie player knocked down off his skates. No penalty. Comes off the icing. Evergreen sent it all the way down around the boards. Evergreens are lucky they weren't called for a penalty there. Collision yanked down one of the Sun Prairie players, Brunson. 6:04 to play. What's been a scoreless third period. Offensive zone faceoff to Ethan Hertz right. Cole Herwig takes the draw. Evergreens win it. Here's Ortell. Doesn't have numbers. Ortell gets past the two defenders. Far side. Ortell shot over the crossbar. Ortell is wiped out. Going to have a penalty here. The play is out of the puck is out of play. Nope. Ortell had already gotten the shot away when he was hit and dragged down to the boards. Not from behind, no penalty. Offensive zone faceoff, and Ortell's got to shake off the hurt. He's going to take this draw for the Evergreens. Goes back now, flicked on goal by Hackbarth from outside the circle. Glove saved by Alex Ligel. Why is the clock still running here, guys? Now it's stopped. A couple of seconds came off the timer there. 5:46 left. Offensive zone faceoff again for the Evergreens. It is won by Colby Schmidt. Holding this far side boards is Andrew Ligel. Trying to get it centered to Yaku's. Now here's Ortell. He was moving away from the puck and still flicked it on goal. Didn't get a lot of velocity on it. And Alex Ligel makes another glove save. 5:35 to play. 3-1 Sun Prairie. Hackbarth to take the draw for the Evergreens to the right of the cage. And Hackbarth now for a second time tonight gets called out, and Ortell's got to take this draw. Bounces towards the corner. Sun Prairie wins that faceoff. Puck pops up near center ice. Bounces into the corner. Eddie Zinda's there for the Evergreens. Closest player to it. Zinda behind his own net. 5-on-5 hockey. Evergreens' only goal tonight, Davis Hackbarth on a power play, so the Evergreens have nothing at even strength. Sun Prairie sends that on goal from outside the blue line, bouncing just wide. Cole Herwig. Evergreens regroup behind the net. 5 minutes to play, 3-1. Here's Hackbarth ahead to Ortell onside. Hackbarth gets it back. Back inside shot. Score! Hackbarth gets his second tonight. It comes at 5-on-5, and things just got interesting. The Hackbarth goal makes it 3-2, and there's 4:39 left in the game. So the Evergreens will have time to try and tie this up. Ortell sets up Davis Hackbarth. 3-2. It is the first even strength goal for either team tonight. Goal came at 12:17 of the period. And the Evergreens just taking the puck away. Big high hit there against Quinton Shiro, and we're swallowing the whistle. Shiro went down in the corner again. Now we've got a whistle. Penalty coming up here. What's this? Is it the penalty that we saw or retaliation? No, the Evergreens are going to go on the power play. That was seen. I saw it too. Jake Rawls goes to the box, and the Evergreens looking to tie this up, go on a power play. Jake Rawls. Took out Ortell at 12:25. So the Evergreens trailing by 1-3-2, now have an opportunity to tie this up on the power play. And Sun Prairie clears it out of the zone. Sun Prairie is coming down short-handed. A shot on goal from Davis Hamilton and a save by Ethan Hurt. Hooking, thank you. Evergreens back to the offensive zone. They gave up a shorty earlier, which is now the difference in this game. Got a whistle here. Have they just called a penalty on the Evergreens? Wow, Grant Ortell is slowly circling. Now, the Evergreens were offside. Ortell had his head down like something bad had just happened. Instead, the Evergreens will just win this offensive zone faceoff and live to fight another day. Far side dot outside the Everest blue line. Ortell will take the draw against Spencer Wessel. And the Evergreens win it, but they're back in their defensive end. Evergreens 1.5 minutes on the power play. Then we'll be at even strength for about 2.5. Here's Yaku's bidding for a tie just over the crossbar. Almost bounced off the boards behind the net back in front. Ortell centered in front, trying to swing at that is Colby Schmidt. Schmidt fanned in front of the net. Wow, and sent all the way down the ice. Schmidt didn't really have his head on a swivel. He reached back for it and swiped at that puck. Didn't really locate where it was. Here's Hackbarth again. Bids for a hat trick. Skates onside. Hackbarth now carries behind the net. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Back to Yaku's kind of in his skates. Bouncing puck to the near side. Brady Bunnell. Bunnell will play it off the boards. 45 seconds left now in the man advantage. Evergreen's trying to tie this thing up. Cross ice to Yaku's. That's a bad pass. Played off the boards. Put on goal. Almost steered in by Colby Schmidt on the near side post. It's behind the net. It is hung up on the back of the net. A whistle to stop play. 34 seconds left in the Everest power play. 3:09 left in the game. And Sun Prairie suddenly feels like they're clinging to a 3-2 lead. Faceoff will come from outside the blue line. Grant Ortell will take the draw for the Evergreens on the far boards. It's getting late. Ortell is going to be called out. No. Yes. Hackbarth will take the draw. Yeah, Ortell's a frustrated hockey player right now. Swept into the zone, but Sun Prairie's got a defensive player there. Sun Prairie behind their own net. Sends it all the way down the ice. And the man advantage time is ticking. Yaku's gets it for the Evergreens. 22, 21, 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Yaku's up the far side board. Onside, got Colby Schmidt trailing. Yaku's goes behind the net. Got Hackbarth filling in too. 12 seconds, 10 left in the power play. Yaku's still possesses. Circles back, flicked on goal. A lot of traffic in front. Loose in front and kicks with the skate off to the side. Evergreen's desperately trying to hold the zone. Coming out one-on-one the other way. Shot and a score. Just back to even strength. Puck bounced funny off the boards. Sun Prairie scores on a counter-attacking 4-3 lead now. Caden Brunson gets the hat trick. Too much Caden tonight. So the Evergreens battled back to a one-goal game and now have gone back down by two. It's 4-2. That came just moments after teams got back to even strength. Caden Brunson has 3 of the 4 Sun Prairie goals. And with 2:29 left, Evergreens trailing by 2. That one really hurt. Call comes at 14:31 of the third period. Caden Brunson, hat trick. Congratulations. Swept into the far corner. So the Evergreens now just kind of feel the win possibilities melting out from under them. Evergreens play this back in their defensive end. Here's Ketton Ottinger. Evergreens again back in the defense. And now here comes a rush. Comes away to Jaglinski on the far side. Quinton Shiro bounces the puck in. It's behind the net. Trying to zone in on it is Alex Kesley. Can Kesley get to it? Nope. Sun Prairie players are closest. Now under 2 minutes to play. 4-2. Evergreens made this a one-goal game and got a couple of looks at the net on the power play that they couldn't convert. And Sun Prairie's just now a minute 40 seconds away from a happy bus ride home. Parker Hurt tried to get that ahead for Quinton Shiro. Shiro went down hard. Parker Netsky fights for it in the corner. Netsky got that puck too far out in front of him. Sun Prairie comes away with it. Evergreens may be trying to get the goalie off soon. There's a shot from just over the blue line on goal. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Hurt will leave it for one of his teammates. Long outlet pass. This is icing. Sun Prairie will get an offensive zone faceoff, and there's only 1:16 left. Evergreens have given up goals at inopportune times. Short-handed goal late in the second period made it 3-1. Evergreens just failing on the power play, so Sun Prairie killed off the penalty and right back to 5-on-5. Got a weird bounce off the near side boards, and Brunson got his third goal. Kind of fluky. 4-2 now. Sun Prairie wins the faceoff, shot wide. Bounces off the boards, comes out to one of the Everest players. This is Yaku's on the far side. 105, 104, 103 times against the Evergreens. Evergreens get the goalie off. They'll skate 6-on-5 here. Extra skater is on. Bouncing puck. And the Evergreens have two goals to find. And Sun Prairie gets it out of the zone. Evergreens retreat. Carried it neutral ice. The Everest net is empty now. Sun Prairie tried to get that in front. Evergreens flick it ahead to Zinda. Evergreens still can't get in the zone. Bouncing puck towards the net. Last line of defense is Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's fed it off to the side. Again, 6-on-5. And the Evergreens have been unable to possess the puck. Goalies off for the Evergreens. 30 seconds left. Back in their defensive end. Long pass ahead off Grant Ortell. Ortell couldn't control it. Came in too hot. Now just 15 seconds left, and there's the empty netter scored by Carter Waters. Carter Waters has just scored the empty netter with 16 seconds left. That's the exclamation point on a Sun Prairie victory. They are going to win 5-2 tonight. Carter Waters. So I will tell you that the game was actually played closer than the final score is going to indicate. Sun Prairie gets two late goals in the third period. That one at 16:44. Puck drops. Waiting for the final horn to sound here, and congratulations to a tough opponent tonight. Sun Prairie will defeat the DC Everest Evergreens 5-2. Evergreens have lost two in a row for the first time since November. We'll be back to recap this 5-2 defeat when we come back on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where no joy for the Evergreens tonight. On Skate with the Evergreens night, the youth hockey spectators are sent home disappointed. Sun Prairie has defeated DC Everest 5-2. A hat trick tonight for Caden Brunson. Sun Prairie scored late in the first period on Brunson's first goal with just 11 seconds left. The Evergreens then fell behind 2-0 when Nick Johnson scored on a power play. Davis Hackbarth with a power play goal for the Evergreens made it 2-1. And then the Evergreens gave up a shorthanded goal late in the second period with just 18 seconds left. It was Brunson's second. That shorthanded goal really put the Evergreens behind for the rest of the night. The Evergreens would get to within one on Davis Hackbarth's goal from Grant Ortell with 12:17 to play. So it was 3-2. Evergreens went on the power play as Jack Rawls was called for hooking. Evergreens got a couple of looks at the net that could have tied the game up at 3-3. It was not to be. Just moments after we went back to 5-on-5 hockey, Caden Brunson got a puck that bounced off the far side boards and scored, making it 4-2. And then Sun Prairie added a late empty netter by Carter Water for a 5-2 victory. Sun Prairie heads home now with a record of 13-5-0. The Evergreens have an early wake-up call tomorrow to play Lakeland at noon. And with tonight's loss, they drop to 9-6-1 overall. The Evergreens and Lakeland at 12 noon tomorrow in Minocqua. You will hear the game on Fox Sports, but on tape delay. So if you're not going up to see it live at noon, you'll hear it at 3 p.m. tomorrow on AM 1390, FM 93.9. It'll air right before our national college basketball game. So again, the Evergreens fall here 5-2 to Sun Prairie, have won the last two in this series. Safe ride home to the Madison area for our Sun Prairie fans. For the Evergreens, we will see you again tomorrow afternoon up in Minocqua at the Lakeland Ice Arena. I'm Chris Conley, repeating our final score, the Sun Prairie Cardinals 5, the DC Everest Evergreens 2, on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.